Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tony Sirichik, Chief Executive Officer of Salt Lake Potash. SO4 is the ticker. Tony, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me again, Justin.
I was very surprised. We're chatting to each other, a very good quality line, and you say you're actually on site.
Yeah, that's correct. I've just come up here today for a night, spending a couple of days up here getting my operational construction appetite satisfied. So, and fantastic, you know, the progress we'll talk about in a minute, but also the communications up here, you know, 4G is fully installed. I think it's about 100 Mbps, you know, download sort of capability we've got up here that all the people are enjoying. Fantastic.
Yeah. No, that is surprising because if you, have a look at the pictures that you guys push out on social media there, you know, there are communication lines, there's a highway, of course, all that stuff. But let's be honest, it's not suburban, is it? It's out in the middle of sort of nowhere, but there are communication lines. So I'm surprised how good the communication is because I struggle for 4G sometimes in major cities in the UK, you know?
It's better communications here than in the centre of Perth. It's fact. Wow. So, you know, it's we've enhanced it. It was good, and there were black spots, and we've enhanced those black spots now. So everyone is, you know, it's almost a rite of passage today to go and build projects like this. You have to have this form of or this quality of communication.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, before we get into all the highlights, just quickly, I'd like to do this just in case someone's listening for the first time, because we're not all on the same speed or on the same page sometimes. But Salt Lake Potash, just explain what it's about, if you could, Tony.
Yeah, look, Salt Lake Potash is a company that has nine potassium-rich salt lakes in a very regional or close-knit province in the what's known as the goldfields of Western Australia. And we are currently constructing our first project called Lake Way, which is just south of a township called Wiluna in Western Australia. And as we're about to talk about shortly, we're well advanced on that project and we'll be in first production of the much sought after sulfate of potash fertilizer in Q1 of 2021, only some 6-7 months away.
Yeah, absolutely. And you, like I said, you're fully funded and now it's just getting towards that production point. So you just released the RNS saying you are 60% complete on an earned value basis. Explain that and take us through some of the bits that you've completed, if you could.
Yeah, so you look at the progress. There's several metrics you can use. You know, it's dollars burned, it's man hours burned. There's certain milestones. You know, concrete percentages, electrical percentages. Different ways that different companies report project completion. The way we're following it at the moment, we are 60% complete in an earned value basis is what we define that as. Basically, I can summarize that and break that down, and we do mention it there in parts in the announcement. You know, we say in that announcement that we're more than 80% complete, by the concrete pouring. Well, yeah. Up here today, with what I've just been reported, it's well above 80% up here with concrete poured, and they will be leaving site in the next couple of weeks. Structural steel, is being delivered rapidly, almost every second day at the moment, and being erected, as can be seen in some of the photos that I put out there. The procurement packages are now well over 90% locked in, and that means that we've purchased with fixed costs committed out there with purchase orders, and that really reduces that financial overrun risk now that we've got all of those locked in. So, you know, all in all, everything is going very well. It's on schedule to be delivering first sulfate of potash premium fertilizer in that March quarter of 2021.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, you've got off-take agreements as well. So, I mean, those will be shipped, will they, straight away and sold pretty much straight away?
Oh, absolutely. The off-takers are very excited and are waiting patiently for our product. So we are working very closely with them now and have been over the last couple of months to really lock down the exact locations of where the material is going to go, how the end receivers want to receive that material, in what form, whether it's in bulk or in bags or in containers, in what quantities and at what timing through the season or the year. So that's been very important. A lot of people don't realise the detail that goes into that. And through our six off-takers taking the 92% of the volume, that'll be going to 60 countries around the world. Yeah. Is what's really come out of that process. So we are spreading wide and diversifying intentionally.
Yeah, yeah. And you hope to get up to what, 245,000 tonnes per annum, is that right?
That's correct. That's the plan. That's the full rate, nameplate. We'll be ramping up to that through the 2021 calendar year and expect to be walking into 2022 at that full nameplate capacity.
Yeah, yeah. And just for people not aware of the BFS, the Bankable Feasibility Study, just the figures there, and what you're hoping to achieve, a steady state project EBITDA of around 111 Aussie dollars and tax free cash of 78 million. So it's financially robust there. And one thing I saw an investor on Twitter say recently, he said he sold because he's worried about further dilution. Now, in my mind, I thought you'd pretty much done that now. You've raised money, you've via equity, and you've got funding, bank funding, debt funding, of course. So what's your thoughts on that comment?
Yeah, look, strange comment. Look, I mean, it's not exactly a hobby of mine, you know, diluting myself as a shareholder in the company. You know, we've raised money now that we're fully funded. Intent is absolutely to get Lake Way into production, get it cash flow positive, and then fund growth through that cash flow. And debt instruments as we move forward through the other lakes. Look, I can caveat, I mean, you can't be 100% you know, guaranteed in this space ever. You know, if there was an example where SOP went to $1,000 a tonne or something like that, that made incredible sense for us to absolutely accelerate that second project early. There's a possibility that we may consider that at board level and would only execute if it was in benefit to shareholders' value.
Yeah, but the plan is no further equity dilution, isn't it?
Now, at this stage, absolutely not. No, we're fully funded for this lake, laser focused. Let's get it into production, cash flow positive.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool stuff. And what's the next sort of big, you know, milestone you're hoping to achieve now then, Tony, before now and production? Is there anything else?
Well, look, we're in that boring build phase at the moment. You know, share prices rarely do incredible things during these periods. Now that we're, you know, it's all built in. It's built into people's models. And the big milestone for me now is when we start area commissioning in certain areas and energising parts of the plant, and that'll be in late December on the current schedule. That'd be a big milestone for us. And then after that will be the dry commissioning in January, and then as we walk through and go into wet commissioning for the plant and the introduction of ore throughout that quarter one, basically, of 2021. So they're the sort of next big milestones. We're motoring through this year. It's mid-September now. It'll be October before we blink. And then we'll be saying Merry Christmas to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is flying along the year, and so is the project.
Yeah, absolutely. And as far as, you know, you said, you know, you're pretty much in Perth there. Did quite well as far as COVID numbers. What's it like at the moment there? Is it still okay? I mean, are you quite isolated from that?
Yeah, look, you know, I think our Premier's doing a great job here. He's being very firm. We're the bubble in the bubble, so to speak. That's what people refer to us as. And that being the Western Australian borders, we've got a large border with South Australia and Northern Territory on one side, and we've got the Indian Ocean on the other, and a big Nullarbor Desert in between us and the east coast of Australia. So we are quite isolated. And in being that, you know, we have lots of technical trade and infrastructure experience in Western Australia, and we're utilising that now. We don't have the optionality or that, I suppose, benefit of, you know, bringing people over from the east coast or New Zealand, like it does happen in the mining booms, but we're all doing quite well here in Western Australia. GR Engineering Services are a local Perth, West Australian based, and so are all their service providers and supporters and suppliers. So, you know, we're just getting on and getting it done under this this COVID blanket.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, looking forward, like I said, Lake Way, yet to start production, but of course, you've got nine potential lakes there. And, you know, in the quiet downtimes and just thinking about the potential year, what's your thoughts going forward?
Yeah, there's a very small team in the company at the moment that are doing the desktop trade-off studies between a couple of the next lakes to determine which will be our priority to progress the studies on. So I don't want to, not going to let anything out of the bag just yet, but that's not too far off in what will be our next project that we will be focusing on. And we'll start to wrap some study work around that and some timing in the probably in over the next 12 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Tony, as always, let's have those three reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Salt Lake products to their watch list, please.
Sure, Justin. I refer to the three T's, and the first T is thematic. You know, fertilizer, you've got growing populations, changing wealths, which changes diets, and people want more. You've got decreasing arable land. You know, people have to do more with less land. The crop qualities have to improve. So, you know, there's the clean, the green, you know, this whole thematic behind this, you know, solar energy source creating fertilizer from salt water to feed people. So it's a beautiful thematic, well supported and easily talked to. So that's the first T, thematic. The second T is technicals. Everything from the existing supportive infrastructure that's around Lake Way. You know, we've got the Goldfields Highway on the edge of the project. We've got the Goldfields Gas Line on the eastern edge of the project. You know, we've got the Waluna Township on the north edge and the airstrip basically on the north edge of the lake as well. So, you know, we talk about communications. So it's very well supported technically from the infrastructure side. Even the financials and those financial metrics that you rattled off earlier, NPVs, IRRs, you know, with 480, you know, circa million Aussie dollars NPVs with paybacks of just over 3 years, 28% post-tax IRR. So really good technicals. I'm not going to go into the grades on the lake and everything, but very, very strong grade or quality of ore or brine as well. Mm-hmm. So the second T, fantastic, is the technicals. And the third T is the team. You know, I'm so proud to talk of and lead the team that I've amassed here over the last sort of couple of years. It's an incredible team of thousands and thousands of years of experience of, you know, of delivering, you know, construction projects much larger than this. A lot of us have worked before over decades on many projects on both sides of the country, and most recently here in Fortescue Metals Group in the iron ore in the Pilbara. So, you know, that this is a team that can handle anything thrown at it. And you know, when we go into the commissioning and the operations, it is all ready. It is a very good team, very strong. And we've partnered with GR Engineering, very strong in that design, construct, and all of their providers as well, all proven players. So that's the third T, the team. So we've got the thematics, the technical, and the team, Justin.
Excellent stuff, Tony. Good to chat to you as always, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Appreciate it. Have a great day, John.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, PayLater, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.